I know that I can stand, no matter what may come my way. My life is in your hands. With Jesus I can take it. With him I know I can stand, no matter what may come my way. Amen. You don't have to worry. Say you don't have to worry. And don't you be. Joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in. Troubles, they don't last always. For there's a friend named Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, lift your hands and say, oh, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand, no matter what may come my way. My life is in your hands. With Jesus, I can take it. Jesus, I can take it. With him I know I can stand, no matter what may come my way. Come on, you don't have to worry. You don't have, don't you be afraid. Joy comes in the morning. Troubles, they don't last always. But there's a friend named Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in. Come on, I know I can make it. Say, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. Oh, may come my way, my life. Come on, with Jesus I can take it. With Jesus I can take it. With him I know I can stand, no matter what may come my way. My life, come on, one more time. With Jesus I can take it. With Jesus I can take it. With him I know I can stand, no matter what, no matter what, no matter what, no matter what, no matter what may come my way. My life is in your hands. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. What can stand before the children of the Most High? Don't you know you are covered by the blood? Amen. You have all authority over all the power of the enemy. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bibles to Psalms 145. Psalms 145 reads, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, dear God, we welcome you, Lord, to this place. Father, we just ask that you would come and have your way, Lord, that you would anoint every vessel in divine presence, Lord God, and all of our brothers and sisters who are listening in. Lord, may you move upon each one. May you brood over the people just now and speak and deal with every heart. Father, as we prepare our hearts, Lord, to receive you, Lord God, and receive your word, we ask, oh God, that you would anoint Brother Willie in a special way, Lord Jesus. Oh, inspire him to speak great things to your children, Lord. We are a people ready to hear. We are a people ready to love you, worship you, extol you, for you are great and greatly to be praised. Father, we pray that you rain down, Lord God, your blessings upon your children just now. And have your way in this service. Be with our brothers and sisters who have yet to make it. Be with our brothers and sisters that are waiting. Bless them, Lord. Keep them, each one, we pray. It's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
He is for you. Amen. Amen. his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and their children and their children and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you. He is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you. 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 Amen. 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 Say amen. Amen. One more time. Say amen. 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 Say amen. Amen. Oh. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. A new season. It's a season that I believe all the saints of God are starting to recognize who they are. Amen. It's a season when I believe all the saints of God are starting to take the authority that God has given us because of the revelation of the word. Amen. So let's sing this chorus a few times. It's a new season. It's a new day. Amen. There's a fresh anointing.
And when I think of the goodness of Jesus, oh, and all he has done for me, there my soul cries out, hallelujah, I thank God. Well, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, oh, and all,
saving grace of Almighty God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You may have your seats. And we're going to have a special from Sister Hadassah.
ever seen. Hello, peace. Hello, joy. Hello, love. Hello, strength. Hello, hope. It's a new horizon. Hello, peace. Hello, joy. Hello, love. Hello, strength. Hello, hope. It's a new horizon. Fear is not my future. You are. Sickness is not my story. You are. You are. Oh, heartbreak's not my hope. You are. You are. Death is not the end. You are. Jesus, you are. Oh, fear is not my future. You are. Yes, it's you are. You are not, sickness is not my story. You are, you are. Oh, heartbreak's not my hope. You are, yes, it's you are. Death is not the end, Jesus, you are. Oh, you are. Hello, peace. Hello, joy. Hello, love. Hello, strength. Hello, hope. It's a new horizon. Hello, peace. Hello, joy. Hello, love. Hello, strength. Hello, hope. It's a new horizon. It's a new horizon. Oh, it's a new horizon. Oh, it's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day.
Praise the Lord. I believe some things are changing. Amen. We see how the brothers, it seems everybody's on the same wavelength. The authority that's given to the sons and daughters of God. We need to open wide our mouths. It's time for us to do some speaking. We must change the situations and circumstances all around us. Amen. Trials are going to come. We are living in the last hour, so all that Satan has, he's going to try to pour out upon the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So it's time to take our authority. He belongs under our feet. We accept his challenge. We are backed by the word. We are fortified behind the word. Amen. Where Eve let down on the word, we're going to stand with it. God has a bride that will not fail in this last day. Amen. It's a new horizon. Aren't you glad to be a part of the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ? Praise the Lord. Amen. We want to pray for the saints. Amen. That went to Ohio and different places. That the Lord will give them traveling mercies and bless the services where they are. Pray for our brothers and sisters all around. Amen. We all are in this battle together. Praise the Lord. We want to continue to pray for Brother Wesco. That the Lord would give him a complete healing. His body, mind, everything. Amen. We want to see that soldier back doing what he does best. That's worshiping the Lord the best way he knows how. Amen. Sister, do we have any announcements? Amen. Tomorrow is Sister Amanda's birthday. Praise the Lord. Amen. Then Friday, Sister Dershowitz's birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday, sister. Praise the Lord. We have Wednesday night service at 7:30. We'll continue to stream online. through Twitter, Facebook, and also the website, john423.org. On Twitter, our handle is at Spirit of Truth T. On Facebook, SAT Tabernacle. We will have Brothers Virtual Prayer Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. And the upcoming youth outing, Youth Evening Breakfast Devotion, August 19th at 7 p.m. All youth, see Brother Simba and Sister Ruth for more information. Can you turn me down just a little bit? Amen. It's for the upcoming meeting, September 2nd through the 4th, Greater Faith Assembly in Columbia, South Carolina. As Brother Armstrong will be hosting, September 23rd through the 25th, we have a men's meeting in Tennessee. Brother Barry will be hosting. And October 27th through the 30th at Bethel Youth Camp, Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Brother Jason Watkins will be hosting that meeting. As for our giving, you can go to spiritoftruthtabernacle.org. Amen. There's three ways of giving there. You can also go through the church app, PayPal, Zelle, or Cash App. When using PayPal, please choose the option to transfer, send to a friend. This will minimize or eliminate any PayPal fees. The email address you would use for PayPal and Zelle is given at john423.org. Cash App, our handle is $SpiritandTruthT, and our mailing address is at the bottom for those who desire to mail in their offering. Amen. Let's bow our heads one more time. Almighty God, we thank you for every blessing, Lord, that you have allowed to come our way. And Father, thank you for meeting our needs, Lord God. And Father, we thank you so much, Lord. And you have promises that's associated with your word. When we give, Lord, into the storehouse, you promise to open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, Lord, that there wouldn't be room enough to contain it. Father, you said also that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake, Lord. Father, this is your word. We believe it. We trust it. We know it's true. We've seen it done, Lord. We've seen it fulfilled, Lord. And Father, we just ask that you'll continue to have your way, Lord, in our spiritual lives, in our physical lives, in our financial lives, in every way, Lord God. Bless, Lord, according to your word. We commit these things to you now in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Tanya, will you come this morning?
Before I do this little song, I wanted to give a quick little testimony. A couple of nights ago, I was at home, and I had already gone to bed, and I was wakened, I think, by an accidental phone call. So it was about 2 a.m. in the morning, and I couldn't go back to sleep, so I was just laying there, and I was just thinking on the goodness of God. And while I was just laying there thinking, God just brought back to my remembrance that how good his grace actually is. And I gave my husband a call. He was at work. And I said, honey, you know what? I'm laying here and I'm just thinking of the goodness of God. And I said, his grace is just so sufficient. I said, you know, this month makes, you know, the number of grace is 5. And this month makes 5 years that I've been cancer free. I laid there and I just pondered on the number 5, and things just kept coming to me. And I told him, I said, you know, when that tumor popped up on my head, actually in January on the New Year's service is when I said, gave a testimony. I said, I'm not going to go back to the doctor because I've been going to a hematologist for 2 years, and they kept saying, you got some infection in your body. Your body is fighting something. Your autoimmune is just going crazy, but we can't find it. So 2 years I've been seeing this doctor, and in January at a New Year's service, I said, you know what, I'm not going back. I'm just leaving in God's hand. And that exactly five months later, in June, is when that tumor popped up on my head. And I look at that and I say, you know, that was nothing but the grace of God. Again, number 5, exactly 5 months later, it was in June. And because that tumor could have been anywhere in my body and I wouldn't have seen it, it was lymphoma. It could have been anywhere. Could have been in any of my organs. I wouldn't have never known it was there. But he allowed it to pop up right on the top of my head where I could see it. And I just know that was nothing but the grace of God again. And as I just lay there and ponder, So this, all these things just kept coming to me. And I said, you know, the car that I had it for 5 years, the Honda. It started acting up. The engine was giving me problems. I took it to the mechanic. He said, you're going to have to have somebody open up the engine, and that's going to be real costly. And I was like, Lord, I'd rather get rid of this car before it put me down. So I went to the car lot. I came back with a car. And I just thank God for that, because that car started acting up after me having it for 5 years. I say that was nothing but, again, but the grace of God. But anyway, I was thinking, so many things just kept coming, and they all was just all tied around the number five. And I say, you know, God, I thank you for your grace upon grace upon grace. And I'm just thankful and grateful that he chose me. I'm not worthy. I'm just glad that he could use me in whatever small way. This is a little song I'm going to try to sing. It just says, it's called I Stand in Awe. And I'm going to attempt it anyway. You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can question your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depths of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above. And I stand in awe of you. And I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. You are beautiful beyond description. You were crushed
search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. Come on, stand in awe of the Lord Jesus. There is none like you. I can search for eternity long and find there is none like you. Come on one more time. But will we come? Say there is none like you. No, no one else can touch my heart like you. I can search for eternity long. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I searched high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I searched all over, I searched all over. Couldn't find nobody, couldn't find nobody, couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater than you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. You may be seated for a moment this morning. I'm happy to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Y'all pray for me. The Bible say make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And it's a little song that's kind of been on my heart for a little while. I don't hardly sing that much no more because my voice ain't what it used to be. But I just felt a little bit inspired to try this little song Sister Burroughs wrote years ago. It's a lot of songs that we used to sing back in the day. And maybe we'll pull some of them out. Songs that have kind of gone just all around the message, and I just felt like we'll just attempt. I'm like Sister Tanya this morning, so I'm gonna attempt. So if I mess up, it'll be okay. Is that all right? Y'all probably ain't never heard this song, but I'm quite sure y'all gifted enough to pick it up. It's a little song that says back to the original word. Let me see. Lord, I put aside my thoughts and vain imaginations, all that men have taught me through.
False interpretations. I know if I'm to make it through, I must come back to you. I've got to go back to the original word. The original word, Lord, spoken long ago. Your living word, Lord, that we should thirst no more. Everlasting light is power for the fight. We've got to go back to the original word. Lord, I put aside my thoughts of vain imagination. All that men have taught me through their false interpretation. I know if I'm to make it through, I must come back to you. I've got to go.
Good to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? Amen. Amen. Let's look in the book of Ephesians this morning, chapter 4. Amen. I've been telling myself, boy, you need to try to start singing some more. Maybe your voice will come back. I used to could hit some notes, and now I'll be croaking. But You know, they say if you don't use it, you'll lose it. Amen. So I wanna start using it a little bit more, and hopefully things will come back. But let's just remember Brother Jack and the saints that's not here this morning, and just trust that the Lord will use him to break the bread of life this morning. We appreciate Brother Quico last week and the testimonies, and amen, his message. We always get a whole lot from it, and we all kind of, you know, gel with one another. We appreciate the Lord this morning. We want to read from Ephesians chapter 4. We want to read the from the 30th verse. And it reads, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Amen. Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we just come this morning to give thanks and praise for just another opportunity to be able to feed upon life this morning. The Bible said your word is spirit and it's life. And we just come to feed upon food in season. We thank you for a 7-course meal this morning. Lord, help us to get ourselves out the way so the Holy Ghost can do the winning. Lord, we just want to remember the saints of God that's out and about this morning. And we just pray for them wherever they are. And we just want to pray for the service this morning that, Lord, when it's all said and done, Lord, you can be glorified. We realize, Lord, you're not going to share your glory with anybody. And we're just here to be an instrument this morning. So we just thank you. We thank you for Sister Tanya's testimonies. Amen. Every 5 years you work the miraculous for. Amen. Thank God for a new car. So we appreciate you this morning, Lord. And we just give thanks and praise for all things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. This morning we like to use as a topic the seal still holds. Now, y'all just kind of bear with me a little bit. It's a little topic that we preached 2 weeks ago up in Orlando. And had a real wonderful time. Y'all just continue to pray for us, trusting that God will just continue to open up doors that we could go in and just minister the word of God. I was listening to a little message a couple of weeks ago. You know, when I'm riding, I normally pop in a tape, you know, to just kind of settle my mind. Because, you know, like everybody else during the run of a week, we like wild people. We just kind of in and out, up and down. And by 9, 10 o'clock, we just, you know, we don't hardly have time. If you got children, y'all know what I'm talking about. You're running them here, you're doing this, you're doing that. If you work, it's a constant battle all the time. So sometimes you got to get it where you can. I know some of y'all might spend all time, you know, 4-5 hours a day listening to the prophet and reading your books, fine, but don't criticize the folks that don't. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Because we all do not do it. Amen. But we still need to sing the song, Lord, make us desperate. That's just life. Life keeps us busy sometimes. But I was listening to this little message. Does God change his mind about his word? And Brother Branham, he brought out a statement. We're gonna get into it, but I like to try to just lay a platform. And he said some things that, you know, encouraged me. You know, I thank God that God is a sovereign God. God gives us food in season. God is inspirational. God inspires a word for us in season. Is that right? In season, God'll let somebody say something. I appreciated the meetings that we had over the couple of weeks ago. I feel like I was right in channel because I thought, my God, I might have to go rethink all of my messages because the brothers, they just blew through everything that I thought I wanted to preach. But I thank God that we got 66 books of the Bible and a message, so I'm never really worried about that. I just need God to inspire us. And you know, sometimes you look at ministers and you might think that we don't go through anything, but that's not the truth. We have our ups and our downs, and you know, when we're anointed, it feel like we feel like we could jump through a troop. Right? We think, you know, we can make a way out of no way. Y'all done heard that. He's a mighty good God. Yes, he is. But that's just the gift. That's the anointing. That's the pull from the people. Right? But when you're not behind the platform, it's totally, totally different because, you know, you got to live everyday life. And what goes along with everyday life is filled with uncertainties. Right? Just when you think that, you know, everything is going good, then something start happening to your motor. When you don't really want no payment, you know, just like me, I'm riding and I'm hitting animals in my little car. It's like, I talk about another car in the future. But that's the future. I ain't ready to start all over again with payments. But life is so filled with uncertainties, right? We're living in a day and an hour where you just don't know all the time. But there's things that we do know, right? And the things that we know has got to be scriptural. Because one of the things that I'm starting to realize that in the midst of uncertain, because you don't know if you're going to have a job tomorrow. We think we are when we wake up in the morning. We got faith. We're just hoping the folk keep us there, you know, because we realize, well, I got bills to pay. And they just constantly coming. And thank God, you know, my children are up and they are adults and they're able to make their way. But, you know, I still got a wife. I still got bills to pay. And you know, it's just so much uncertainty associated with that. And what happens is when we're not sure about things, buddy, if you don't have a real true revelation of the word of God, man, I tell you what, it brings gloomy days, right? And so I'm gonna read us this quote in a second as we kind of get started. I ain't gonna be all day. I'm just gonna take about 2 hours, but we'll be all right. Y'all don't mind if I preach a 2-hour sermon, do you? I don't preach 2-hour sermons. I just want to test y'all. You know, when I see a finger go up, I know what that means. When you go out the side door. I told him that at Brother Stacy's. I remember the cartoon with the little line, "Heaven's the Mercator." Troy, he was pew. But inspirational wise, while I was riding, I was listening to the little message, and I had to go back and read and listen to the message previous because they both kind of dovetail. It's the rising of the sun. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't normally do this, but that's a really good book. If you haven't read it in a while, or really go back to it, because I find that there's a lot of nuggets in there. I might have got 4 or 5 messages out of it. I may preach it here. If not, I preach it where the Lord leads us. But it's a lot. And I'm just saying all this to draw a background because in listening to the prophet and studying a lot of times, You know, I try to listen and get a feel for his heart.
Right?
And the reasoning behind why he's bringing what he's bringing. Right? Because you know, one of the things in studying for, you know, 35 years now, I realized that the messages wasn't just a man trying to be smart.
Right.
Not just trying to show knowledge, but the heart of a man trying to anchor a people. I appreciated the brothers doing the meetings that Friday night and the subject matter that they brought on Malachi 4. And I was saying to myself during that time, I say, man, that's a 50 message subject. You can't begin to touch it. And I was watching the brothers stumbling like 15 minutes. I can't even get started to say anything pertaining to the scripture. But then you realize God sent us a prophet and gave him a ministry so that in these times of uncertainties, in these times when the world is falling apart, when the mentality and the minds of people is evil, and when right has become wrong, right? And just sometimes, and just talking to, and I don't say this to be critical, this generation, you realize that sometimes that they don't really have a clue. They don't really scripturally understand where they are. Right? And for me, that bothers me as a servant of God. I have children. Right? I have children and just kind of watching them navigate through life. And I try to be right now, because they're adults, I try to, you know, allow them to make their own choices and decisions. And it's difficult because I just thought that, man, everything would go a certain way. And you have to appreciate seeing pastors' children in church, worshiping God, right? Riding with him, right? You just really have to applaud and give God thanks, cause it could have been another way, right? It could have been another way, but I'll say this, you know, for preachers' children that may not right now be serving God in the way that we think they, don't worry about it. God, everything is in control. There's nothing out of cater in God. Right? There might be uncertainty in us, but God is sure. God is sure about what he's saying. Right? God is sure about what he said. And so Brother Branham, I think the night before, he preached this message of it's the rising of the sun. And the next day when he preached this other message, he was just trying to tell him, yeah, that message, it was long. If you listen to it's the rising of the sun, that's probably about a 3-hour message. Right, so you're probably gonna have to listen to it or read the book in segments, because it'll kind of get to you, take your time. But he was saying that it was something, right, that he felt like he had to get to the people. Right, and so when I hear these things, it's like, maybe to y'all those things don't mean anything, but to me those little things mean a lot to me, because I get inspired by those things. And I realize when he says those things, I can feel his heart, and there's something that he's looking at in the natural, in the spiritual, and seeing the importance, right? And I'm going to help us this morning, even in ministry, when Brother Jack is up here and things of that nature. We've got to be in the spirit, right? Brother Branham
preach that. He said you got to be in the spirit to hear and know. We gotta try to make sure that you know our minds is clear, our hearts is right, so that we could be in the spirit, so that we can feel, we can sense the urgency sometimes, right? Feel the, you know, the heart. A lot of times I've heard a lot. I'm gonna get to where I want to go, but y'all just pray for me. Over the years, we've heard a lot of criticisms and things of that nature of the message and the messenger. And for me, here's what I do. I listen to the heart of the man. I listen to what he's saying. I try to put myself right in there with him and feel his heart. Right. To make sure that he's sincere and in what he's saying. And regardless of all the criticisms and regardless of, you know, people and regardless of the mistakes that they say he even said he makes mistakes. I feel the heart of the man, and you see where the man is sincere in what he's saying. And that means a lot to me. The sincerity and the, I'll just say that because I ain't going to be able to pronounce this word. It ain't going to come out right. All right? So those things help me, you know, when I'm studying and I'm reading the books and I'm listening to the tapes, I want to get a sense of feeling. I want to sense the urgency behind what he's saying. And so for me, I believe that the prophet of God in preaching the rising of the sun is to bring an anchor, right? To give us some sort of guarantee, right? We love guarantees now. We try not to buy nothing without a guarantee. We like guarantee of your money back. That sounds good to me, because if this thing don't work out, I'm coming back to get my money. Well, praise the Lord. Y'all can let folk have y'all money, but I'm going back to get mine. I got a cousin that I work with. He will take stuff back to Walmart or anywhere else. I'll be like, cuz, man, you going to take that? Of course, I'm taking this back and getting my money. They going to do something for me. Man, if you give him a guarantee, you got to, hey. but watch this. Brother Branham says in Does God Ever Change His Mind, 1965, is verse 3, I think, on what I got is verse 3. He says, and I can't say that I'll apologize for that long, long message this morning. I guess that was the morning he was preaching at night. But it was, he says, I didn't want to wear out your patience and then come at it again tonight. But I wanted to get that message to you, right? Yes. Amen. And this is the part when I heard it riding that day. Man, sometimes I have to pull over to the side and write, because it's just something that strikes me at a time where I need something, right? I'm a needy person, right? When it comes down to the things of God, I'm a very needy person. Maybe y'all aren't, but I'm needy. Y'all don't know nothing about that. I wish I was in an old-fashioned church. I need thee. Maybe y'all don't need him. Every. Come on, let's have church now. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I'm starting to feel something. I don't know what y'all feel. I like old-fashioned church. Like Brother Jack would say, church. Y'all like church. We like church. I'm old school. In a couple of days, I'll be 60 years old. So I'm back in the days where we had church. Amen. Y'all like church. Amen. But he says, I want to get this message to you that you are a part of this resurrection. And I thought, man, you said a mouthful there. And it's good to know these things because people, we want to be a part of a lot of stuff. And things that be a part of things that really don't matter. You know, growing up, I wanted to be a part of the in crew. Come on, somebody. Y'all did too. I was athletic and I thought I was fly and cool and all that. I wanted to be a part of the who's who's. But one thing about it, when you link up with these folks, you realize sometimes that these things, being a part of these things, ain't really what it's cracked up to be. You want to be down. And I'll tell you what, I take my hats off to individuals that know who they are, right, and have a confidence in who they are, and willing to, amen, walk alone if need be, right? Glory to God. I know it feel funny walking through the school campus all by yourself. Sometimes it's the best thing to do. Let me tell you something. It took me some years to realize it's okay to be by yourself. Let me tell y'all something. I do me very well now. Come on. I do me very well now. You know, I know how to go to the restaurant you're married, and I take her too. But sometimes you need some me time. Well, y'all ought to talk to me. Huh? I know how to be. I've been married now a little longer than a whole lot of y'all. You know, so sometimes when you've been married a long, long time and you got a lot of life, sometimes it's good. I hope y'all don't think nothing wrong with that. Because if you do, well, that's just your hang up. It ain't mine. Sometime I need Brother Smiley time. Come on. To go, if it ain't nothing but sit up at McDonald's, sit up and spend $10 on myself. Well, praise the Lord. I hope y'all still like me after that. But sometimes you need to be able to decompress. Sometimes you need to be able to think things through, think conversations through, think things where you at, you know. Maybe sometimes just change the atmosphere, right? I hope I'm teaching y'all something. If you don't know, you will know after a while, by and by. Yeah. Amen. Husbands, every now and then, she might just need to, you know, go to Marshall somewhere and not worry. Where you at? Well, praise the Lord. Look, I felt something on that. Glory to God. She gonna be all right. She ain't meeting nobody in the cut. Sometimes she just need you take the children. And I'm gonna go over here and just, if ain't nothing but window shop. Maybe you throw a $50, go on, do yourself something. $100, you know, if you can stand it, your pockets can stand it. You know, she might have even her own money. You know, nowadays, women got their own money. That's the day that we living in. I give you to know, I'm just as educated and smart. I got my own money. But with your own money, I hope you got the right spirit. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Ain't nothing wrong with you. You know, my wife got her own money. I don't ask her nothing. It don't even bother me. You know, it's your money. When you spend it, you know, right? Just don't look at me now. But you had your own money. I'm going to take care of all of this and this and this and this and this. And you know, whatever you want to do with yours, that's fine. You know, you ain't got to put it in the, well, praise the Lord, I'm getting into trouble, Wayne. Now, let me back up, because I didn't plan on saying these. See, I'm a little bit different. I just say what's on my heart. You know, I may not please y'all with the things that I say, but I say what's on my heart. But you know, people are different. Every household is different. Every household is sovereign. Sometimes, sisters, you might, that's y'all set up. You might have to make sure. So I'm a just kind of back up a little bit. Everybody household ain't like mine. And don't try to make my household like yours. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, move on, Brother Smiley. I didn't come to say that. See, I always get myself in trouble. I'm trying to preach on something else. The seal still holds. But Brother Branham, he says that you are a part of this resurrection, right? Sometimes just people need to know these little things that might seem to be minute, because you find it is, realistically, it's a struggle a lot of times in church. And there's a lot of uncertainty, right? There's a lot of people unsure. People are presuming. People are tossed about, right? Look at our generation. A lot of times, I think back, because I've been around South Florida for 35 years, right? I may not have been to a lot of places where some of us has come from, but this area alone, I've been around for a mighty long time, right? And I've watched a lot of people, young people, right? Adults, right? Come and go. In and out, right? That shows you something, right? It shows that there's such a uncertainty, right? And then for the criticisms about the word, that shows that there's an uncertainty. One thing that I'm sure about, I'm saved. Like the old timers say, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. I don't do everything that I'm supposed to do. But a saint is just a sinner who falls down sometimes, but he get back up. We make mistakes. Even God's prophet, God would speak to Brother Branham and tell him things to do, and he would do the exact opposite. Does that dischristianize him? No. Right? See, I'm sure this morning, I'm certain that something took place in me August of 1988. I'm sure of that. You can't take that away from me. I'm sure about that. I'm certain there's been a change in my life. I can clearly say, you know what? The places I used to go, I don't go no more. Because Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I was clubbing at one point. And then when I got really deeply into drugs, then I was somewhere looking crazy. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Well, I don't do those things no more. Haven't done it for 35 years. See? So when everybody's doing all of these things, I'm certain about one thing. I believe I am where God wants me to be at this morning. Now, y'all got to speak for yourself, right? Next week, you might feel like, I don't know what people be feeling sometimes, but that's up to y'all. Some things that I'm certain about, right? And with this statement, see, that gives me some sort of clarity. I am a part of, right, this resurrection. To know that is wonderful, that I'm not, because see, we want to be a part of things, and to know that, you know what, I'm a part of this, man, that does me good. Is that right? Brother Branham says, and don't worry about it no more. See? Just rejoice. Right? Rejoice over it. What? Because sometimes we stop questioning your Christianity. Stop questioning your walk. Either you're born again or you're not born again. Is that right? It's just something that, you know what? You just got to know the very hour, the very time. This is a quote. That something took place in you. Is that right? Amen. Glory to God. See? That helps me when it looks like my world is falling apart and things is uncertain. I could look back, you know, like Sister Tiny was looking back to all of the things that, you know, God brought us through. I just look back to what God did for me and what God is doing for me. Is that right? These things become my anchor. Is that right? Glory to God. And so to know that, you know what, I may not be a part of certain societies, certain clubs, right? The in crowd and the in club. But to know that I'm a part of the resurrection, my God. My God, that's all I need to know. Right? And he says, so rejoice. Right? Amen. What are you happy about? I'm part of resurrection. Amen. I'm going to be a part of this change. I heard Brother Whispers preaching on that while we was in Orlando. I went back and listened to portions of the message. See? The greatest event ever. The thing that we looking forward to. Yes, sir. Is that right? Amen. Glory to God. He says, don't worry about it no more. See, just rejoice. There is nothing nowhere can separate you from it. Hallelujah. Right? Nothing. This is powerful statement here. You're eternally secured in the kingdom of God.
Yes, yes,
right?
Amen.
See, when God has stamped his seal upon you, you're to the end of your destination. Not to the time that we all make mistakes. Right? We all, since we've been a Christian, we've made mistakes. We got sometimes preach a realistic gospel to folk. And especially to our younger generation that's trying to get themselves together in God. You know, it's important for us to give them some leeway. Because, you know, it used to be a time where we were very, 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 very legalistic. And you know, we didn't give room for growth. Like I said, I've been around 35 years. Some of y'all ain't even 35 years old. I've been around a little while. Don't make me an old man. I'm still a young man. 60 ain't old. Right? But we used to be very realistic. You know, we used to, like we say, we bust them and we blast. You know, when we did have the church in Okeechobee, I had got to a place and working with the saints of God, that started to bother me. When I heard of people, well, I blasted my church or I busted. It's like, listen, buddy, we have got to preach the word of God and get out of the way and allow for God to bring the growth. And it's a good teaching tool for parents. You can't beat your children into submission. It's something, some things has got to be quickened to them, made alive, right? Like, you know, your baby, they might touch something hot. You ain't got to worry about them touching that no more, right? Come on, somebody. I mean, you don't want them to get burnt, but they do that a couple of times. You ain't got to worry about them more. They might go over there close to it and look at it. They ain't been touching. They like, hot, mommy, hot. Yeah, hot. Sure is, ain't it, baby? Hot. It's certain things that they grow to. I had a child that used to like to fall out. Just get fall out. But we had some terrazzo floors in the house, my mom's old house. No carpet was down there. And Buddy, he used to fall out. One day he fell out too hard and bumped that nougat. Bah! Boy, look at here. We had to teach him. Remember why we used to just laugh. I said, y'all don't believe the amount of intelligence that kids actually have. Y'all think that they're not learning. They're learning all the time. After a while, he still try to kick out and run, but he fall down, fall back, put his hand back, and when he realized his back then laid down, then he kicked his feet. I said, you got sense, don't you, baby? And I mean, he was probably about 2 years old, right? But you know, You gotta give room to grow. We listen, church, 35 years, and I'm still growing. I'm still growing. I'm still a work in progress. Right? All of us are still a work in progress. Right? I know that. I know we all still growing. You're still maturing. I don't care who you are, how old you are, how long you've been married. There's still room for growth. Right? Amen. We make mistakes, but the thing that I like is that, you know, you gotta know that you're sealed. Right? Amen. This is something that you cannot at any time as ministry, we can't never get to a place with all of our preaching and all of our understanding get away from preaching the new birth. Amen. You because listen, let's face it, everybody's not born again. Huh? People sing, people gifted, people tear up churches. We do all of these things, but then you have to, you know, you just have to watch things, and people might be backslidden today, you know. They're part of God because we predestinated to adoption. I thank God that, you know what? The day that God chose me, you know, there was 900 and however many, you know, I'm one in a million. I'll put it that way. I start trying to count, then y'all know that I ain't been in school in a long time. Right, Sister Tina? She's the teacher. I ain't the teacher. But God had to walk over and says, there's one. Right? And these things are important. Now, I ain't screaming and hollering this morning. I'm going to take my time. Right? So we could marinate on the points. Because sometimes we go to church and we scream and holler and we leave out empty. Yeah. Well, praise the Lord. I'm going to put my glasses on. I'm going to get in trouble again. I've been doing this a long time, church. Really. Right? But what you want to make sure that we're certain. Right, that there's an assurance in our heart about what Jesus Christ done for us. Brother Branham says in the brief message, he's talking about Ephesians 4:30, and he talks about the inspector. Right, he inspects the cargo before he ever puts a seal on it. Right. Because the contents in the boxcar has got to reach its destination. Right? Glory to God. So he inspects, Brother Branham say, the inspector, he inspects the boxcar before he ever seals it. Right? But once he seals the car, right? That's the thing. No, and you know what? We used to put emphasis on this, right, Brother Troy? Coming up when we were young converts in the thunders, one thing that, you know, you could look back on and give credit to, they wanted to make sure that you were sealed. Is that right? Something that you had to know that something has taken place in you. Is that right? Amen. Something that you have got to have a revelation of. You have got to be certain that I'm sealed in and the devil is sealed out. Right? Glory to God. I'm in, he's out. And the only way that he can get in, which he ain't trying to get in, because he do not want to be your brother. He don't want to be your friend. He wants to be your adversary. Like Brother Branham say, the devil made me do it. He said, no, he didn't. Nuh-uh, he didn't. Nope, 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 nope. He said, you did. You came out. That's all. You came out. Right? Amen. In order for him to get you, you had to come out. Because he ain't coming in. Because he don't want to be your homie. Mm-mm. He said, you came out lusting for the things of the world. Wow. Big statement. See, so when you watch people, and I don't want to be critical, I want to be positive, but it's something that's got to be said. What happens to a lot of people is not that people don't have experiences and things. It's that people come out. They start lusting for the things of the world, right? And being enticed, right? You know, the white horse rider under the doctrine of Nicolaitanism, you know, it just seemed like it started out, Brother Branham says, as a little saying, right, before it became a deed and all of that. It just was something that seemed so inoffensive, something that it just won't really hurt any, you know. And that's how the devil presents sin, right? It's so inoffensive. It's, you know, just a little bit. But sin will take you further, right, than you could even imagine, right? Yes. Glory to God. Sin, it might start out, amen, you know, just a little. Can I use myself as an example? You know, there was a time when I really started out on drugs, and, you know, I started smoking a little pot and, you know, maybe social drink here and there. And I could not see myself, because I started out as a young age, about 11 years old, right? And it was just the influence of my surroundings. And but you know what I'm talking about. See, when you grow up in the inner city, I don't know how it is. Well, the suburbs just as bad too, right? And you know, I grew up going to church. Come on, praise the Lord, hallelujah. So that don't stop nothing, because you take your children to church, and you just gotta keep them under the blood, keep praying for them, right? Because my mama took us to church every Sunday. But it started out so, in, you know, we smoke and giggle, me and my homie. I hope this all right. Yeah. Right. But I couldn't see 14, 15 years down the line, my life in total disarray. Right? All of my ambitions shot. Huh? I thought I'd be rich by now. I'm 60 years old, still working hard. I never even thought about working hard. I thought about I'd be going to work in a suit or something. Huh? But God had other plans. But it was the result of the choices that I made, not being able to stand alone. Huh? You know why? We got young people up in here. They got to know this. Sin will take you places. Listen, prostitutes ain't grow up with the ambition. Well, when I get older, I'ma praise the Lord. People on skid row and all of that. They did, right? But from a innocent smoke, something that the devil presented as innocence, they did not have a seal. Right? They weren't sealed in Christ. Right? Just having carnal mind, carnal perspectives, just something that started out and appeared to be so innocent. A little couple of puffs and you come out from your little spot giggling and laughing with the munchies. Y'all don't know nothing about that. You just want to go to the store and get some candy, some potato chips. It's a soda bar, I'm hungry, boy, Huh? I can recall many days coming out, me and my homeboy, we laughing. The stupidest thing. And you just, wow, you on the ground. Somebody know what I'm talking about. But we couldn't see the next stage to it. Right? This was the starting point, right? And then I found myself on pills, right? The influence. My homie brought some pills by the time we was the end of ninth grade. I don't know why I'm going this way. This wasn't in my notes, but just somebody need to maybe hear this morning. And then by the time I was in 10th grade, I was on powder. I'm sure I don't want to be too direct. Yeah. Right? I never saw that for myself.
Right?
Right? But from innocence, right? Something that seemed, you know, this don't hurt nobody. But I was starting to hurt myself. Right? See, because these things started affected my ambitions, right? My ambitions and my goals now is starting to be affected and alter my character, right? My character as an individual, my mindset, right? The because it's demon inspired, right? It's natural, but there's an element of demonology that's associated with these things, right? Amen. Listen, because once this stuff gets you hooked, You know, I was thinking about one of the messages Brother Whispers was preaching, I think the message, first message he preached here. And I was just thinking, and I think he was talking about Legion and them, right? Listen, when you hooked, right, it take a source. It take a greater power to break the power of the thing that got you bound. Is that right? It takes a greater power, and thank God for the promised word, right? Thank God for what's been spoken, right? Because God looks at his word and come to your rescue. Let me tell y'all something. If it wasn't a word there, we'd all be in trouble. If we didn't have a promise, we would not make it through this age of everything. Is that right? This bad, except for the word. But God, by his word, right? That motivates God, his word. That brings God on the scene, the thing that he said, the thing that he promised. Right? But things start out from an innocence. I'll tell y'all young folks something. You might say, well, these kids, are you sure? Are you sure? There's so many levels to this stuff. Right? From physical attractions. Huh? The inspiration. Oh, he cute. Oh, she fine. Well, I'm gonna leave that alone. Y'all don't want me to preach that. Huh? Right? I'm you know, just as a servant of God, as a young man that has been somewhere and seen some things, sometimes, you know what? Let me tell y'all something. I didn't have men of God, I didn't have father figures that could relate these things to me. Right? Because maybe, just maybe, I don't know, but I know hindsight is 2020, but just maybe, some of the things that I did, I might not have done them. I don't know. Hindsight is, it's easy to say, right? Cause we hard hit. Well, maybe y'all just wasn't like me. We don't really listen. We feel like we know. You 5 years old, and I can't tell you nothing. Five? You 10 years old. Listen, church, I'm telling you, I started in the fifth grade. I wasn't even in middle school. I wasn't in high school. Who in the fifth grade in here? Anybody in fifth grade? Any fifth graders? Fourth? Boy, you're a gentle giant. Boy, you just like me. Sixth grade. Sixth grader? Okay, any sixth graders? Okay, we got one over there. Could you imagine me? Look at her. Innocent. Little dumpling over there. Do y'all realize what I was doing when I was her age? That's Brother Solomon, little baby girl over there. But could you imagine? See, I was a big kid. They used to call me the big little boy. Because I was bigger than him. He was small compared to me when I was his age. I hung with the teenagers and adults. So they used to call me the big little boy. Right? But the innocence, but there was no seal there. There was so much uncertainty there. At every turn, presuming. Right? Venturing out with no authority. You want people to move with authority, with a certainty. Is that right? Amen. Come on. As Christians, we have got to live with an uncertainty. I got 10 minutes and I'm going home. With an uncertainty. Right? And so for Brother Bannum to say, you're going to be a part of something that's positive, praise God. Amen. You know, in the day that I listened to that, I was kind of down in my spirit. Church, I ain't always on the mountaintop. Right? Every time you see me, you ain't going to get no praise the Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You know, I ain't that type of person. You know, you get some people you run into, right? They just be pretending. It's like, buddy, you ain't, you always. y'all know what I'm talking about. That's to me, that's unrealistic. Maybe it's some people like that. Maybe it's some people like that. I want to do. And most of the time, you know, people say, well, you got the right name, Smiley. But I don't always feel like smiling. Huh? Sometimes I just I want to be frowny. Let me be today. Tomorrow, give me an hour. The next hour, I might be grinning and laughing with you. You know, that's just being realistic. Come on, church. Not unless some of y'all might have it down pat like that, where y'all always grinning and laughing, praise the Lord, hallelujah, God is good and this and that. And I know Brother Wesco used to be like that, but I do know realistically, because I pastored, I hate to say it like this, but sometimes that stuff be a facade. Because if you're dealing with people every day, sometimes people can bring you on a low. Huh? Amen. I doubt very seriously, you know, Brother Jack is always on a high. Yeah, he might be a high when he step up behind the pulpit. but when you got so much going on, you ain't always on no high. Come on. Brother Brandon was not always on no high. He wasn't. But let me go. Give me 10 minutes. I'm a quit, because I don't want to preach y'all 2 hours. Like Brother Branham started on the sermon, he said, I don't want to wear y'all patience. Right? But he says, there is nothing, nowhere can separate you from it. That's powerful. To know, listen, I cannot be separated from God. Once there's a connection, once there's a seal, I can't. Nothing. See, eternally secured. Right? And that word secured is fixed or attached something firmly so that it cannot be moved or lost. That's powerful.
Yes, sir.
And see, I'm not basing that upon how I feel, because I don't always feel. I'm basing that upon what he said.
Yeah.
Right? That's it. I'm eternally secure in the kingdom of God. Got nothing to do with how I feel.
Yeah.
Right now I'm anointed. When I leave here in the next 2 hours, I don't know how. I know how I'm going to feel. I'm going to feel sleepy. Right? But no matter what I got to face tomorrow, this is the thing. These statements are the things that carry me.
Yes.
Right? That carry me. Right? When I'm looking for God to manifest his promise, these things is what carry me. These promises and these quotes is the things that you know, when I feel like falling down and when I feel like giving up, these things pick me up. These things carry me. Glory to God. Amen. He said, when God has stamped a seal upon you, you're to the end of your destination, right? Let me see if I can go a little further. He said, when the government puts a seal upon a package, the railroad puts a seal on a door, that car cannot be tampered with until it reaches its destination. See, church, this ain't from revival to revival. Right? It's not. It's not. I'm weird, y'all. I do things purposely sometimes. I do things sometimes to make people check themselves.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
say, Brother Smiley, you need to stop. Why? Right? We all different. And one thing I learned, I can't be none of these brothers, but they can't be me neither.
That's right.
Really. I can't be them, and they can't be me. Don't try to put me in their box, but don't try to put them in my box. Right? Because I'm one way here, and I'm a whole nother animal when I go out. I remember times the saints used to travel with me, and they're like, Brother Smiley, you don't preach like this at home. Well, I hate to say y'all don't even pull like this at home either sometimes. See, these people be under expectation. Y'all people be like time to make the donuts. And see, out there, I can just blow off steam. See, and they won't see me again for 6 months. I can say something here, right? And I have to deal with y'all for 6 months looking at me funny. That's the difference. Come on. Watch, follow Brother Jack out. I mean, Brother Jack do a good job here. But I always enjoyed preaching the Bible True Tabernacle because I could preach things in a way that sometimes I couldn't preach out there, right? Because it's so many, when you go to a meeting, it's so many spirits. It's so much going on, right? It's so much going on. And everybody that's running around the church, some folk be just hiding. Well, praise the Lord. I'm about to close. I'm finna get in trouble. I'm going to keep reading this quote right here, Brother Troy. Because I'll get in trouble. But it's the truth in it, huh? You see a lot of hypocrisy. See? People can hide in a meeting. And people could pretend in a meeting.
That's right.
It's hard to do it. Well, praise the Lord. Let me go on. I'm going to get in trouble. I'm wasting up my little 2 minutes. I got to go. But he says here, the car cannot be tampered with until it reaches its destination. When God puts the seal upon a man and the seal of the Holy Spirit, when he seals a man like that, he is going to his eternal destination, right? Never no more can he ever go back anymore, right? I'm going to let y'all think about that statement. Because remember, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed for all times. Nothing can break that seal, right? See, you are sealed forever. You are sealed eternally into the kingdom of God by the Holy Ghost. Boy, I liked that, boy. See, these things help me. It's forever. It's eternal. I'm in there. I'm going to be a part of this thing. He says, I got one more and then I'm going to go. I think this is in the same message. He says, then the devil will punch at you. Right? I think it's verse 5. He'll say everything to you and accuse you. Ooh, he's an accuser of the brother. Boy, you know how you spoke to your wife, boy, and a Christian. And the Bible, the devil can quote. You know the Bible say, love your wife as you love yourself. Boy, you was mighty hard. Nowadays, it's the sisters roughing up the men. Well, praise the Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I'm going out the door. Y'all make a way for me. I'm going to have to run to the car. I'm telling you, sisters' natures, Brother Branham said this, women used to blush in the presence of men, they don't blush no more. Oh?
Right.
Huh? Right. Hey, they get so gangster, you be like, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And, but see, when you do that, I don't just Christianize you. I don't even take away your Holy Ghost. But it's like, you got a problem. You got a problem. See, for any woman to talk to me off key, yeah, I'm not going to argue and fuss with you, right? I'm not built like that. You know, I try to keep that devil down, dead, because there was a day, if you talk to me like that, I might knock your head off. But I ain't that person no more. Praise the Lord. So sometimes I just keep my lips closed. See, you can't, right? I'm going to tell you what make people mad. When they arguing by themselves. When they fussing by themselves. Yeah, look, man, I'm not going to entertain that. Now, when you want to have a decent conversation, right, I'll talk with you, but you want to when I get tired, I'm going to turn my back, I'm going on. Right? You say, why you like that, Brother Smiley? Cause I grew up with that. I grew up seeing my uncles and aunts and my mom screaming, holler. It's like the house is shaking. Folks screaming and hollering. And this, I said to myself as a young boy, I said, boy, there's nowhere in the world I'm going to be fussing and screaming and hollering and arguing with no woman. I ain't finna do it. Now, y'all brothers, if y'all want to be fussing and arguing with y'all wife, go ahead. See how far you get. Blood pressure high. Everything up. Somebody take me to the hospital. Somebody take me to the hospital. Elizabeth, it's, I'm coming, honey. This is the big one. This is a big one. Man, no, you're not finna kill me. I'm a peaceful person. Man, I'm not arguing with no brothers or no sisters, no men and no women. No, I'm not. Look, bro, we ain't finna do this. I'm drop something, just drop in my spirit. When you're doing that, you're borderline insane. That's a quote. Come on. You right here at the line of insanity. Huh? You all the time. Hey, tell you something. I'm scared of you. I'm finna go. Where you going? I'm going to my mama house, a hotel, or something. I can't sleep with you. Y'all ought to preach with me. Maybe this for my nephew when he get married one of these days. Huh? You can't be doing that. Because if we doing that, I'm leaving. I'm leaving. Right? What? I'm going to say this again. Not that we doing it, so don't y'all try to get your wheels turning. I done told y'all I don't argue with nobody. I'm not going to let my wife argue with me like that because I ain't going to entertain that. But I will say this. If it comes to that, I am leaving that situation. If it cannot be rectified. Huh? Because somewhere somebody ain't saved. Y'all don't talk to me now. Huh? Because somewhere the word is being broken. Huh? Come on. Somewhere the word is being broken. For you, in order for you to do that, the word has to be broken. Because there's an order. And you know, we know Brother Bannon talks about not making the wife a doormat, but y'all sisters, don't make the man a doormat. Don't demoralize, don't make him less than a man. You know? Challenge his manhood. Come on, I'm going to close my Bible. Come on. See, I'm gonna tell y'all something, church. People, we do it. I ain't even talking about the outside world. Right around church, there's a lot of damage that be done. Right in the midst of people are damaged because ministers are afraid. Preachers ain't preaching now. People are afraid to say anything. We're afraid we're going to offend somebody. Right? But if we don't say it, who? If we don't address issues, who going to address them? Who going to teach this young generation about Lord have me. I don't know how I always get here. Right? Huh? Maybe somebody, we just need this, right? Amen. There's such a fine line. There's an order. And we stay with that, man, there's always be honey around the moon. Amen. Right? We had our couples thing, and everybody was, you know, folk were holding hands. Not everybody, but, you know. Not everybody. Well, you know, some folk were holding hands, and folks was giving jabs, but that was cute. I mean, that's wonderful, especially newlyweds. Man, you got 2-3 years out of your belt. At least you don't hold hand when you get. But you should always do it, 'cause Brother Capers and Sister Capers, they'll put us to shame, a lot of us. You know. I don't know their past, but since I've known them for 35 years, they've been the same. They've been a couple, right? they've been smiling at each other and all that. Brother Cable was talking about when Sister Cable was in the hospital, them nurses was like, why was I at my husband with like that? He could be. If you get out of the way and you stop trying to be the husband and the wife, he could be. He could rub your feet. Whoa. Lord have mercy. Let the musicians make the way up. Yeah, the husband. Oh, we'll leave that to couples class. Let Brother Jack put it, have a couples class. Huh? Woo, Jesus! Church, I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all don't believe me, probably. There's a lot that still needs to be taught. It's just the truth. It's a lot that needs to be taught. Because as men, we rough and we have these little tendencies and our thoughts and, you know, we don't want to show our tender side, and you know, there ain't nothing wrong with being, you know, a little mushy, showing that I ain't no punk. You ain't gotta be no punk. See, you say, well, why you say that? Because this is the way we grew up. My generation grew up this way, right? All of the information that we got from our daddies and cousins and uncles and, right? And sometimes it wasn't even things that they said, it was their actions. And so we thought that that was right, and then we grow up and you get in God, you realize, boy, you were wrong as two left shoes. And y'all know two left shoes is wrong. Try to put them on your feet. It don't even work. Huh? So we gotta reevaluate a lot of stuff, man. Even me, you know, I'm still growing, like I say, I'm still evaluating, still trying to understand myself and who I am and all of that. And I'm not ashamed of that. Don't look at me like I'm perfect. I'm the first to tell you I'm not. I'm scarred and flawed. Right? I've been through a whole lot of stuff. But you know what? I'm still a part of resurrection. Amen. Amen. I just pray that, let us stand. Something was said that helped us, you know, and y'all continue to pray for me. Pray that the doors continue to open up for us. And if y'all want to see me standing in chairs, y'all might have to follow me out in the field somewhere. But, you know, I when I'm here, I just feel like I'm at home. And I just feel like, you know, it's two churches now in one location. And I know Brother Jack, the senior pastor. And I just got a lot of experiences to share. And this how I preach when I had the church. I can't be what I'm not. I can only be who I am. And so I just pray that, you know, after the sermons, that you get something out of it. And if you do, I thank God for that. But maybe when we take a meeting and we get out, y'all will see the other side of us smiling. Maybe I'll stand on a chair for you. I'm just kidding. I ain't standing on a chair. I'm too heavy to be standing on a chair. Could you imagine 275 pounds on that chair? Man, that chair be like, you better get off me before I collapse. But I appreciate the Lord. Let's remember Brother Jack in prayer. Amen. And the saints of God, they some everywhere this weekend. But we appreciate your patience with us. And the seal still holds. I was sealed in a long time ago, and I've gone through a whole lot. But you know what? Here's the thing, and I'm going to shut my mouth and get it, Brother Solomon, or Brother Troy, whoever want to get it. When I've let go, and I have, well, many a times, it still holds. It still holds. Let's bow our heads. We're praying. I give it to Brother Solomon. Gracious Father, we just thank you, O God, this morning for the patience of the people to hear a broken message this morning. You know, I always come up and I want to go a certain way, but I've learned something over time, Lord, to just allow you to use the gift. You've never one time failed, Lord. Just so much that's said, Lord God, it might seem like it's outside of the lines and away from the topic, but Lord, it's an eternal word. It's an eternal book, and it just all dovetail one word after the next word, line upon line, precept upon precept. Lord, I thank you for being a part of this tabernacle, just being one of the ministers, Lord God. You're a God of diversity, and I might just be a little bit different than the different brethren, but that's the way that it should be. I'm not trying to, you know, be anybody else. I can only be who I am, what you made me over a course of 30 years of preaching. But I thank you, Lord Jesus. I appreciate Brother Jack and his confidence for just allowing us to stand in and speak to the saints while he's out. And just want to remember him, Lord, as they maybe the night or tomorrow approach to come back home, and all the different saints that's out this morning, be with them, give them traveling mercies, Lord Jesus. We just thank you. We praise you, God. We appreciate you, Father, for all things. Continue to bless us, Lord. We ask these other prayers in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise.
Praise the Lord. How many is grateful for the word of the Lord this morning? How many is grateful for Brother Willie? Praise the Lord. He was very, very transparent this morning. And speaking from his heart, he was trying to get something across to the people. The seal still holds. And that's a very tremendous message. And I was thinking on Sister Tanya's testimony, and do you know how the Lord has supplied his grace right here? He's put five ministers right here in this little tabernacle. It's his grace. And each one is different. Each one approaches the word different. I was watching Brother Willie preach and Brother Quaker sitting right here pulling on that word, just feeding. And they feed from one another. Just as we're feeding these ministers, they feed, they go, they have trials daily. They fight battles, they fight devils. Just to come preach right here and stand behind the sacred desk, they have to fight devils. To hear a word of the Lord to bring to the people. And Brother Willie delivered his soul. I respect that from each one of you. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be a part of this little sanctuary. And we can all say that the seal still holds. No matter what we're going to face when we walk out of these doors, the seal, it still holds. Amen. When you're on your high and when you're in your lows, the seal still holds. You believe that this morning? Amen. Let's sing this little song together. Something keeps holding me. I want to start from the first verse. Amen. If you can go there for me. In trials of this world, we're getting closer. The pull I felt was more than I could bear. And I was on the verge of giving over. The strength within myself just wasn't there. 'Cause something keeps holding me. Every day I see, helping me faithfully to overcome my trials, guiding me constantly, giving me victory. It's a reality. Something keeps holding me. Now Satan lays before me his temptation of his desire to steal away my faith. Oh, but I found inside the revelation, the strength I need to keep me in God's. Something keeps holding me. I see he's helping me faithfully to overcome my trials. He's guiding me constantly, giving me victory. It's a reality, 'cause something keeps holding me. 'Cause something keeps holding me. Helping me faithfully to overcome my trials. He's guiding me constantly, giving me victory. He's a reality. Something keeps holding me. He's a reality. He's a reality. Something keeps holding me. Oh, he's a reality. Jesus keeps holding me. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you for the seal of the Holy Ghost, Lord, that keeps us, Lord Jesus. Father, it keeps us, Lord God, while we're asleep, Lord, when we're most vulnerable, Lord Jesus. We don't know what's going on in our surroundings, Lord God, but the Holy Ghost, Lord, protect us, Lord God, from the evil that's all about us. Father, if Satan was to come, Lord, during that time, Lord, you have kept us thus far. Lord, if it was our time to go home, Lord, we'll wake up, Lord, on the other side, Lord. The seal still holds, Lord. We will be in your divine presence. When we leave this place and get on the dangerous highways, Lord Jesus, that seal is still holding, Lord. Lord, when Satan brings all of his temptation, Lord, there's something that keeps us, Lord. Almighty God, Father, we're so grateful for the grace that you have provided us all, Lord. We're so grateful for the word that we've heard. Father, our souls are made to rejoice in your presence, Lord, because we are a part of the resurrection. Thank you so much, Father. And as we go away from this place meditating on your word, Father, may you rain down your and shower us with your blessings, Lord God. May the revelation stick, Lord Jesus, of who we are, Lord. And Father, we pray, oh God, that you will continue to bless Brother Willie, Lord, in every aspect of his life, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for using him this morning to speak to us, Lord. Father, we pray that you will continue to bless Brother Quaker, Brother Troy, Brother Jerry, Brother Jack, Lord, all the different ministers, Brother Whisper, Brother Steve, all of them, Lord Jesus, for their life of service and all that they give to your children. Lord, it's to bring us to perfection, Lord Jesus. They must say some hard things, Lord Jesus, and get themselves out of the way that you may speak, but use them, Father God, and use your people to not only hear your word, to apply your word, and to live it, to be a living testimony everywhere that you will send us, that we may win souls. It's going home time, and we're ready to go, Lord Jesus. Continue to have your way in our lives. Bless us as we leave this place, and may your presence ever abide with us. It's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, brothers and sisters. You may have your seats. Amen. The brethren will come and dismiss you. We got to get all this stuff. Are we putting the seats up on the platform? We'll be putting the seats up on the platform and moving all of the other equipment just on the other side of the hall. God bless you.